I have no problem with a guy wanting to work in the field and he likes the field and he likes building shit, but you better charge enough money and you better not take your eye off that marketing ball, because at some point it's going to catch up to you.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. Today on the Contractor Fight, I want to answer a question that we got on our Facebook page. I'm sorry, our YouTube channel. Somebody sent me a message in one of the comments, basically, and asked a question. They said, hey, how do I market my business and work in the field at the same time? All right, because I'm always, they're like, hey, dude, you're always saying you got to spend the majority of your time marketing and selling and all that stuff. And here's how I want to answer this here today, guys. I know this can be overwhelming, and I understand that. First and foremost, your discipline, your self-discipline has to be fanatical in order to succeed at this. You cannot approach your month or your week or your days or even 1 hour like a moron. If you're doing that, you're making it harder on yourself, okay? So you gotta have a plan for your numbers, right? You gotta know where the math of your business is. Without this, you're not gonna have the clarity around what is needed to be produced so that you can survive and have money to build your business. So hopefully that makes sense, okay? Without me beating that up a whole lot. You cannot survive and build the business if you don't first focus on marketing and selling. And so that's why I'm always beating that drum. All right, so there's two approaches to marketing your business here that I want to talk about and how you balance all this stuff, because I get it, it's a lot, all right? The first is there's the next year approach. There's the long range bombing mission here, right? There's the long range marketing stuff that needs to be happening down the road so that you have work a year from now, today, a year from now, 2 years from now, things like that. So the first approach of marketing your business, you've got to have some things planned that, you know, maybe it's going to your local economic development center and go, hey, are there other subdivisions that are coming to town in the next couple of years, right? That you need to have your radar on so that you can reach out to the builders, and maybe you're one of the builders. You want to bid or put homes in there, whatever it is. Your chamber of commerce, there's associations, for interior designers. Like, so again, you know, when I had a painting company, I was part of the interior designer, ASID, Interior Design Association of whatever, okay? It's interior design. Just Google it, interior designers, ASID, A-S-I-D, or whatever it is. There's associations for that, for architects, for property managers, all that. So if your ideal client is a property manager, join BOMA or one of these other groups that are out there, and they have monthly meetings, and now you're building relationships and things like that. And the more you do that, it's like planting seeds, and now you're watering those seeds, that you're fertilizing them, they're growing. Stuff like that. Community events, that's a long range thing. Don't expect to go do a community event, set up a booth at a 5K or some shit like that, hand out water, and expect to get a bunch of jobs right now. You'll probably get a few leads here and there, but guys, the more you're showing up in your community, the more you're building relationships, the more you have this next year mentality, it's gonna make it easier for you in the years to come. All right, this also includes creating a website that has relevant content that establishes you as an expert. This is a long-range thing. This is not a quick-hitting thing. Daily social media posts, discussions, connecting with people there, doing project videos and stuff like that, bringing people behind the scenes of your business. Guys, these are all things that are gonna help you over time, build your brand. That's the first approach. The second approach is today, right? Because you still got to eat today. I get that. That's the guy who's aware of his surroundings. You're driving down the road, you see a building that needs work, needs a gutters repaired, and you're a gutter guy. You pull your damn truck over and you go over there and you knock on the door and you go, hey, I do gutters. You got a gutter problem. We should know each other, maybe today or in the future, but whatever, here's my card. All right, that's somebody who's self-aware of their surroundings in your day-to-day goings. If you're standing in line at a restaurant, you're having a beer somewhere, and you see a builder in there, and he's got on his jacket, you know, ABC Custom Homes or whatever, and that's who your ideal client is, go up and fucking introduce yourself. Quit being a wuss about it, all right? The guy who's after the today leads, okay, is also picking up his phone to call his past clients to see how they're doing. He's doing warranty calls like we've taught here before, okay? They'll just call and go, hey, I know your warranty's up in a couple, 3 months. I want to schedule your warranty visit so I can come out and make sure that if there's any issues with your project, it's covered under the warranty so you don't have to pay for it, Bob. You think they're not going to have loyalty to you then? Okay, that often will get work on your calendar right now. It means knocking on doors around the current projects that you're on. It's also joining like a B&I group or a business networking group and things like that. Those are today. So you got the long range stuff, which is next year. You got the today stuff. So listen, if you want long range, build the brand, you have to have both, okay? Then you got to invest in that stuff long term, and you got to be freaking consistent with it like we've talked about here. On the other side, I get it. You need stuff today. Now, this always happens. I mentioned something like B&I or networking groups here, and inevitably one of you is gonna send me an email. And that email is gonna say, where do I find a B&I group? And you know what I say in my head that I'm gonna say now? If you have little ones in the car, cover their ears. 3, 2. I reply, there's this thing called fucking Google. Type in business networking groups, B&I, Business Networking International, and find one of the fucking groups near you and go visit the damn thing, all right? Like, this is what I'm talking about. You gotta be assertive. Don't wait for fucking people to spoon feed your asses, all right? Get off your asses and be creative and take care of business right now. If you're painting house A and there's five houses around it, get out of your damn truck, quit being a wuss, and go take some action and be assertive. Knock on the door and say, hey, we're painting next door. Just want to let you know, me and my team are going to be here. If any of our vehicles are in your way or whatever it is, here's my card with my cell phone number. I'll move my trucks. If any debris blows in your yard, whatever. So now you're different than every other guy just knocking on the door going, give me work. You got to be on the attack. Do you know that most small contractors in America are making $50,000 to $60,000 a year? That's ridiculous. You're out there busting your ass every day to beautify people's homes and properties, right? You're an essential member of your community, doing great things. You've practiced your craft for years. You're an expert. You're working long hours, sometimes 7 days a week. So why should you settle for table scraps? Worse yet, why should you put your family's future at risk? My mission here in the Contractor Fight is to bring respect back to the trades. It's to help you build the life that you want to live. And that's why I've started the Contractor Fight Club. It's for guys who need a boost to get their business on track without spending thousands of dollars a year on business coaching that may or may not apply to them. So listen, Contractor Fight Club is personalized, low-cost coaching program to help you make the leap from craftsman to business owner. You're gonna learn what it means to know your numbers. You're gonna learn how to get your phone to ring. You're gonna be able to pick my brain about things that it's gonna take to build a strong team. Whatever you want to talk about it, you get access to me. But you also get access to our monthly Fight Night training calls. As a member of the Contractor Fight Club, you get the Fight Night training calls and the library of calls that we have in the past. So all the past calls are yours. You get access to me through our private coaching app that we use, so you can message me and I reply to those every morning. So you got something you need to pick my brain on, you are good to go. So listen, go to thecontractorfight.com/fight-club to learn more about this high impact, low cost coaching program to help you kick some serious ass in your business. So now let's talk about how to handle all this with working in the field, since that's the point of this damn video. Maybe you're the one or two man show and things like that. So you got a couple options here. The first is raise your prices and then schedule less production time for you. Okay, maybe it's you're going to work 3 days in the field and you're going to work 2 days marketing the shit out of your business. That's one option. I'm a fan of that option. The other, and I'm a fan of both of these. The other is find an FW to be your wingman. Find a fucking winner, an FW to be your wingman, train them up, and then you still work partial time in the field. And in turn, you've raised your prices, but now you're balancing. At the top of this video, or this recording here, what I said to you guys was you have to be fanatically disciplined if you're gonna do both. I did everything I could to get out of the field as fast as possible because I just knew that without leads and sales, I was dead. I was just gonna have a job. Many of you guys are in the same damn boat you were 6-8 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, because you're not doing the next year stuff for your marketing. You're not doing the today stuff for your marketing, and you're not raising your prices. You're not charging enough, and you're not being disciplined with how you're using your time and your resources, okay? So guys, I personally believe that life is always easier when you're selling. When you have money coming in the door, all right, life's always better. If you've been at this for 2 to 3 years right now, I'll just go with 2 to 3 years because I hear from a lot of you guys. I see the comments, we get emails, my company, my team fields all these emails all the time. If you're 2 to 3 years into this thing and you're still between like 50 and 200 grand a year in annual sales, then you have two options. You have two options. The first is go work for somebody else because you're not going to make it at this rate. You're not. Love you. I believe in you. I think you're great. But if you're 3 years into this and you're still not well over, like way over 200 grand a year in sales, I think you're fucking yourself over. And you're screwing your family, all right? Now, some of you will be like, well, I'm a handyman and my job sizes are small. Okay, so what? I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if your average ticket's $500 or $5,000, all right? If you haven't figured it out by now, then you gotta get your head out of your ass, and that's option two. Get your head out of your ass and figure it out, okay? So either hang it up or figure it out, all right? But it's gonna take that fanatical discipline. You have to be, guys, you got to put on the calendar when you're writing a blog, when you're doing a video, you're squirreling money away on your job so that you can pay a real web guy to do your website so you don't build the stupid ass website on your own. And then 3 years in, you're like, how come my website doesn't work? It's because you were a cheap ass. You'll go out and you'll spend $75,000 on a fucking pickup with big mirrors that rotate in and out. You'll go out and you'll spend $1,800 or $5,000 on a tool and a trailer and all this other shit, but then you're a cheap ass when it comes to your website. So you have to make these investments, you guys. And then as far as the field goes, and listen, if you want to work in the field, I have no problem with a guy wanting to work in the field and he likes the field and he likes building shit, but you better charge enough money and you better not take your eye off that marketing ball, okay, that we've been talking about here, because at some point it's going to catch up to you. All right, so listen, everything's easier when you're selling. If you want to learn how to sell in ways that are uncommon, that most guys are too chicken shit to sell, then go to ContractorSalesAcademy.com. It's one of our programs here in the Contractor Fight. We have an amazing team of contractors that are sales trainers, that are my partners, and we're going to teach you how to actually, on your next lead that comes in, you'll be able to, if you sell it, you'll sell it for 15, 20, 50% higher than you normally would. And the cool thing is, if you don't end up getting the job, we're gonna show you how you don't waste your time running around tap dancing for the wrong people. Again, you're working in the field. You only have so much time. In fact, today, I was talking to a guy. He's probably watching this now. He said he got 80 leads in the last couple weeks. He did this Facebook campaign. He got 80 leads and he's running around to 5 of these a day and it's killing him. And he's got cash flow issues and he's got other issues and things like that. If you're still working in the field, you got to protect your time. All right. So hit the link, Contractor Sales Academy. Check out what we got going on there. If not, just do the shit I just told you to do. And I promise you that you'll figure this stuff out and you'll get yourself out of a J-O-B, out of a just over broke situation, and into being a real business owner that has a future and a future to be proud of. All right, you guys rock. Keep fighting. Keep respecting yourself. We'll see you guys next time on The Fight.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.